After they'll be gola chumra, the gola kula. Jerush Rishis again. Kol hanach kula la ram yisru alayna. These four things is no issa. Elu amayna ilka svei gola kula. Rishis again is tam a mitzvah they give to the kain. It's a moment to take halacha. So if you have a suffix, whether you're mechuyiv or not, you have a right to say how moitz mecharer that it be part of. The same thing with matonis, matnas kula, or pidyin haben, the same thing. It's only moment to take halacha. So a suffix gola kula. Or pidyon peta chamor, Rashi appreciates that I've learned before. But about the mafresh let, you have to be mafresh let take off the iser hanosha boy. But uli yatsma, the rest of it belongs to you. So kitta, there's a good teretz on this tira that on a sofik moment you go lekula. It's only with an iser involved. Then we have to go lechumra. Mor says kiyosi rovin when rovin came. Omar, he said like this that koma koma. He said over locha rovin lay. He also found the same type of a question that Rosh Lakish Yetz Rav Yechanan a speech about the loch of koma koma. He is rechim to be mafresh min asafik anat. Rashi says it means mafnitz na achuti yashka chorad meza. He got another brisa. The part to become a shagir, sof nitz wa kerem shnaz gaz of mizrav min asafik yipoto. But Ram Yehudi Choni sof leket leket. And he also has the same speech before we found that sof leket, the sof mafnitz samim yichayiv. The Shana Le Belosh and Benagra, and the Shana is to the answer like the answer we said before. Tavim Mor says, Levi Zora Bekisha. Levi planted Tfuah in Kisha this place, and we came to cut down or leave the Tayyam, Lehevi Anim Le Mishka Leket. There was no Anim in that place to take the Leket. She didn't know what to do, she leave it there or not. So Osla came to Rosh Hashanah, she's going to find Rosh Hashanah. Omalek, Rosh Hashanah answered him and said like this, the Pasuk says, La'oni V'lagera Tazav Oysom. He's supposed to leave over your matna saniyim to an ani. But with ashin v'loyl ovim, v'loyl atlofim, not down to the birds. In other words, if there are no aniyim there, you don't have to leave it. You only have to leave it if none could take it. But down for the birds too, but there's no mitzvah. So in such a case, Levi would be potter from matna saniyim. On this mitzvah, we have a question. Is this right? It says, Aloha ein mevi in truma loy migor in liyir. That a Yisrael is not mechuyev to carry his truma that was mafresh from the goyim out in the fields to the city. Rashi ain't tzorach Yisrael l'treach l'hovi truma min hagoyim l'ir liyad koyim. The Yisrael doesn't have the chiyev to work to matriach himself to bring the truma to the koyim. Ela rather, koyim hayvachu mevi. Luckily, the koyim himself has to go and collect it and get it from the Yisrael. That's one halacha. Secondly, v'lemi midbo liyishet. That Yisrael doesn't have to carry his truma that is mafresh in the midbar into the Yishuv where we live, but rather let the Kayim come and take it. But what's going to be the Yemein Shom Kayim? Let's say there's no Kayim. In such a case, Seiche Poro Mevia. Then the Yisrael has to hire a Poro, hire somebody to carry it for him, to transport it, and bring it into the city. If they have the truma, not to be master the truma. To see the Churman over here, even though there are no Kahanim around, you have to take the Churman and bring it into the city in order that Kohen can take it. Falcom over here, we dash him by Matnas Hanim. If you don't have the Nani around, you potter. Why shouldn't it be the same Chiyuv that you should have to bring it into the city and give it to other places where you have Aniyim? So Mor says, Shani Truma, Truma is different. The Tivlo, for Loi Sagid Loi Mafishlo. By Truma, the Pshat is before you take off Truma, it's Tevel. Tevel is also teeth, is an Issa teeth, it's Truma. Therefore, you're mechuyev to take off the truma. Once you yourself was mafresh with the truma, and echnami, then there's a mitzvah, you have to give it to a kayin. Rashi says, Oiseres hakololov, bishum tev lefikach hakoch etzoch mafresh. And once you have to be mafresh, then we say that you have to give it to the kayin. Mashenkin, by the matnes aniyim, is not mechuyev, you don't have mechuyev to be mafresh. If there's no leket, there's no shechra, you don't have to give it to the oni. But since it doesn't have to be, here we say, b'mokim, there's no oni, you potter. We ask the question by Ray Matonis, the law of our Mishnah, the mitzvah to give matnas kahuna, the zroyev lechiyayim v'keivra, the loy tavli, that even if you're not mafresh, you still not eat from the animal, you can still eat from it. And still the Tanya would learn like this, that mokem shenogu limloig bagolam, the minig was they used to like in the eagle and the animals, they used to limloig, means they used to cook it up with its skin. Rashi says, shemol genoisa broyskin im oiron. Used like soaking in hot water with the skin on the animal. For yerchu nois and imor, they would eat the meat with the skin. If that was the minik hamokim, if so, lo yavshitu esas roya. that you're not allowed to be mashkit this roya, this mitzvah's matnas kuna, and you have to give him the shoulder, you have to give him the shoulder with the skin, you can't take off the skin. But she said, El Meister Makoyin, Kamay Shubi Yerai. The same thing, Rafsha said, Asharosh, if you want to be mashkit, take off the skin off the head, is La Yafshit Esalechi. Don't take off Rasha's Harosh La Yafshit Esalechi. Can Rabina come on the Kuru Yisera? The Yaf Hat Semesh Shab Rosh Kvosim, even the here on top of the Kvosim, who Chayv Ripen was, the Koshkan Or, the Yar also goes along with the Lechi. When you give the cheeks, you also have to give along the chin, the skin with the cheeks. That's going to be, says clearly here, the Yemain Shom Kain, let's say there's no Kain over here, to give him Yemat Naskuna, to give him the cheeks, or to give him the Zroya of Lechiyai, Lechiva. So it says here, Ma'le Naisim Medomim, you the Yisrael have to value how much it's worth, the Oichlan, you will not eat it, and then later you just don't give the money to the Kayin. What if they have some Kayin, not to make that Kayin lose out? So who you see also, it's not Tevel, you'll not eat from the Behema without taking off the Matonis, and still the Mokim, there's no Kayin, where Mechayin you to make sure the Kayin gets it. I say, Kathy, you have to sell it now, and then you'll give him the money later. So how could you tell us here, Levi said that, Rosh Hashanah said, that by Matnes Aniyim, we're Potter. Samura says, Shani Matnes Kuna, Matnes Kuna is different. The Nesina Ksiva, it says Lashon of a Nesina, the Nosan, that means you have a chiyuv to give it to him. And therefore, if you don't have a claim here, you're mechuyev to sell it and give him the money eventually. Because there's a mitzvah Nesina. Mashenke, the Matnes Aniyim, the Torah doesn't say Lashon of a Nosan. It was just done if you left it over. So that we say, if it was left over, you only have to leave it there if a non-Jew come and take it. But there's no Aniyim around, then the Maisi Yipoti, you'll not eat it yourself. So where it says, Hash to the Yasul Hochi. Now that you come onto this Torah, says the difference of Matnes Kuna, because it says Lashon of a Nosan. Halenshi now, true Manami, Nisina Ksivbe, by true most of the Lashon of a Nosan. So therefore, Truma, therefore, you also have to sell it or bring it to the Kain. It's not a cash or Matnes Aniyim. Only the Matnes Aniyim is there, Ptur. But by Truma, it says Lashon of a Nosan, Lashon of a Nosan, to bring it to the Kain. For the more now, Vila Tazov Yisera Lomoy. How come the Torah says an extra time Tazov in the parasha of Matnes Aniyim? Rashi says, the Chsid Beleket, Lomoli, Chad the Kedeshim to you, V'chad B'Shoah Keset. What do you have those two spoken for? Lav Rabu doesn't come to Kluch, Shafil V'mokim Shananiyim, Shalom Lachniyim Achim Taniyim. The Chur comes for this Kiddush. They said that even in a place where there are no Aniyim there, you'll have the Chiyah to bring it to another place where Aniyim could take it. So then the Chur, the Kashan of Sheshis, how could Rosh Sheshis say you're part of the Matnes Aniyim? There's an extra time the Torah says, Tazav Yisera. So what would Rosh Sheshis do with this topic? The Mor said, look at the time like one like this. The Chiddush is, Hamas Yerot Karmoy. If a Yisrael is master, his care of his vineyard, he makes a hefka. Gula Shacha the next morning, Hishkin wakes up, Ubot, like he's very chabak in it, and he cuts off the grapes. So Lachar is now Chayyah, the parent of the Olis. He is still Chayyah Sibra with the parent and Olis of his grapes. Even though usually, Menehefti Yapota, if Yisrael from Menehefti Yapota from these Matanis, but here the Chiddush is that since you owned it yesterday, even though you must quit, when the Bible himself comes and says it back again, it's not called the complete Hefka. That's the extra part of Tazav Yisera, you still have the Chiyut Libra with the parents, Oilus of Ashikha, Uvateya. But Uvateya Minam Isis, from Isis Yipot, the deal doesn't say Tazav Yisera, so the Isis is called Alocha, that Yisera Minah Hefka, Yisera Minah Hefka, you report them. Alright, turn over. Yes, okay, so that's why I said his extra layer Tazav Yisera by Matnes Aniyim, in such a case where the Bible itself was mocked in Zerka back the next day, the Tzalabachi is Libra with Matnes Aniyim. Everyone says that he shocked the Dili, there was like a bag full of money, golden coins. The Yosna Vayim at Russia, some somebody who gave stock, he gave it to the Beis Medrash, he gave money to give out to the Aniyim in the Beis Medrash. So Kodim Rav Ami the Zerka, but Rav Ami got up first, and he took the money for himself, he was Zerka with the money. Notice the question, the Eichi Yevod Eichi, how could Rabbi do something like this? I will see the prophet first in that time. Mashmi, there's a mitzvah nesina by Matnes, by Stockholm. For when she eats on the Yatsuma, he can't take himself. So how would he let her take himself, because he's grabbing it from himself, because he has to wait till they give it to you? And that you take it yourself? So Mary said, teach with him. First of all, Rabbi Nami Lanim Zochabed, Rabbi didn't take it from himself. Shuhi, like the Rosh Hashiva.
But he took care to make sure, give it out to the right Aniyim, to the right Talmidim. So he took it to be Zarecha, to give it out to the right Aniyim, so he still be in the kind of mitzvah of the Nofan. The boys and little girls could leave, all them Choshev Shani. No, Rabbi Mitaka took it for himself. But since he was at the Rosh Yeshiva, he's more than Choshev, he has the right to take the money for himself. The time is going like this, the prophet says, the HaKoyin HaGodol MeYechov, the Kohen that's greater, bigger from his brothers. So he Darshan SheHaGodol MeYechov, he should be greater than his brothers, the Kohen Gadol, the Noi, he should look nice, the Chochmah should be smarter than them, the Yeshur, he should be rich, he should have more wealth than the other brothers. Acherimer Oynim, others Darshan like this, Minayin, how do we know? SheMeinlai, let's say the Kohen Gadol, or goes in any Gadol, any Rashiva like. If he doesn't have his own money, Shachiv HaKanam Megadlan Oysay, that the other Kanam has a chiyah to give him money to make him be rich. Talmudim, the prophet says, V'yakoyin HaGodol MeYechov, means Gadleyu Mishalachiv, means the other brothers have to give him the money, have to make him the Kohen Gadol after the B'yesha. So here that Yavami, he was the Rosh Hashiva, he had a right to take the money for himself. If he let the other ones had a chiyah to Megadle him to make him rich, therefore he had a right to schus, keep the money for himself. Now the Mishnah says, Zehu Azraya. What's called the Zraya? What's called the shoulder? That's the mitzvah to give to the Kohen the Matnas Kuna. Min ha-perek shel akuva. That's like the top joint. Rashi says that's the akuva and the kerosim arosh. When you sell the head, this goes along with the head. So the top joint, like the top bone of the shoulders. At kaf shel yad, all the way down to the hand part. Rashi says, etzem rocher shel kesef. It's about the two bones. It's the top bone and the middle bone. That's all part of the shoulders. And v'hushal nazir. This is the same thing by nazir. Rashi says v'chein zroya. Bashelu also the shoulders. You have to cook up by the nazir. It's also these top two bones. U'kineged b'regol b'shuk. So this is called the yad. This is the front, behind the front legs. On the back leg, that's called the regol. That's where the shoik is. The shoik is also on the regol. That's the matnas kuna that you give by the shlomin. You give the kohen the shoik and the chazor. Rabbi Yehuda says no. Shoik, you know where the shoik is from the hind legs. Menaperich shelakuvat seivech shelregol. It's only the top bone he holds. It's only the top part, the top bone. Rashi says, Hainu perich shebein akuyis tiyetzim emtsoi. That's all part of the shoik. Now, Now, Ezel Lechi, what's called the Lechi that you have to give to the Kohen? Menaperek Shalechi, from the joint of the cheek. Atika Shabagaros goes all the way down to the top of the windpipe. All that goes to the Kohen. And Echnami with the tongue also. How do we tell about not like this? When the Pesuk says, Hazroya, Ze Zroya Yemin, means the right shoulder. That's what you have to give to the Kohen. Telling me Zeroy Yemin means the right shoulder, or Yenival Zeroy Yemin means the left shoulder. Talmud Limit says, how Zeroya? How Zeroya is a special Zeroya? Someone says, my Talmud, how do we know this? How the Limit to say means the right one? Kediyama Rover, Rover says, Ha Yerech, Ham Yunis Shadiach means a special Yerech, the right one. His Ochinami Azroya means Ham Yunis Shabazroya, the special one, the right one. Now, Sov Al Chiyayim Lamayasa, why is it possible to say a strong Russian of Al Chiyayim? The cheeks, why does it say a strong Russian Balechi? What's special about the cheeks? Samura says, Lohodi Semesh of Rosh Yesh even means the wool on the hair of the kvosim of the sheep. The Sar Sheb Zakan Tayashim of the hair on the beard of the Tayesh of the goat. That you have to give to the Kohen also. So that's called Balechayim. You have to have these things also. We had before, Havadah the skin also goes to the Kohen. The Hakeva, what's Russian of the Hakeva in the stomach of the Mayas also come for? Also, Lohovi, Chelev, Shagadia, Chekeva, that the fat that's on top of the Keva, that part of the stomach also is part of the Matnas Kuna. And the Chelev Shabatheva Keva, and the Cholev that's inside the Keva also, the Krum, or the Korish, the Jowed one inside the Keva, also goes to the Kain. The Umar of Yeshua, Kahanim Nogubay Ayin Yafa, the Kahanim acted nice about the Keva, that the Nasnu Labailim, and they gave it back to the Balaam, they said they can keep it. Rashi Levitum and Abailam, Almidi writes, Lashkahanamot, and Afgalei, Mehe Yisrael Yakeva. That really, the Chalev on top and the Chalev inside goes to the Kahanim. שזה הוא נוהג בעין יופי גבר דעת לבעלם. שתיים עד נוגו, עולה נוגו דידי היו בונק לקוין. דושי חמור וסוים פיפוי זה דעשן, רשי מקרוי ססטום מספר לגבית. כאילו זה דעשן, how do we know to say that it means the right shoulder? היום has roya, no more we give this roya to the Kohen for, that's connected היד, it says the יד by Pinchas. וכנועם it says, the yikach roimach ביודוי. That Pinchas took like the Romach and his right hand, Mr. Amar, that's why the Kohen was zoicha with his roya. So that means the right shoulder. Now, l'chayayim, how come the Kohen got l'chayayim of Kneged Tfilo? Kneged the Kohen of Tfilo, of the Avening. V'chayinuayim, the Pasuk says, v'yam le Pinchas v'yifalo, that Pinchas is mispal also. Keva, kimashmo, like the mashmo, that's exactly where Pinchas hit him, so therefore he was zoicha to get the Matnus Kura, came back to stomach, and came back to the Kohanim. And the Chayin Wem, the Pasuk says, Vesh Isha El Kavosa, for Tony Maislam Yocha, tell us that from this way. Again, how do we know it means the Shaykh means the right one? The Yocha, the Zroya means the right one. Here it says, Yesh Shaykh Yamin, Eli El Shaykh Yamin, only the Shaykh goes on the right side. He's Zroya Min, how do we know Zroya Mugdosh Minayin also, the Mitzvah Zroya, Matnas Kun also the right one, Talmud Loino, Chula, Zerua Chulim, Zerua Chulim Minayin, she says, Roya Mugdosh means that Shalai El Nozir. How do we know those are the right one? The El Nozir after the Zoya Bashaylo? Tamloy Metitnu, true Mulakayim. Now the Mishnah says, Ezeel Lechi min Aperek Shalecha Vyatika Shavagers. I, but Tanya, you learned, Noit Lo, Udeis Hashchiti Lo, that you take the Lechi with the Beis Hashchit also, Masmus more than just on the windpipe. Go to the Beis Hashchit also. Rashi Hainu Toifes Boine Katzaber Balats and Yosem and Apik, he goes down more than just the windpipe. Moses Lakash, Horabona Bonab Chanino, Ben Antignus, the Tanya Lama this, Mugremis Psulo, Mugremis if you shecht above the Mokamagagaris is Psulo, Hedra Bechanina Ben Antignus, Al Mugremis Shikshev, you'll know it's kosher. It seems to Machlaika till how long down is the Mokamashchito, where exactly is called the Beis Hashchito. So Rashi says, that bright said the corolla Beis Shchita and Chanini, the Mash Shchita Lamaivam Beis Abluya. So therefore it's good. That's the Mokum on top of the windpipe. That's the same Mokum of Beis Shchita. So they're both saying the same thing. Iboi same Hobo Rabbonin. Oma Ima means Ima the Behema. The Rashi said the bright said according to Rabbonin could be. If so, what does it mean by Ima that he gives the Beis Shchita also the Tani? Lavim Alechi, not that this goes to the Kohen part of the Lechi. That this would remain with the behema, that's what the Bible keeps. It's only the lechi, the part of the cheeks that he gives to the Kohen, the Matnas Kuna, that goes out of pika to the top of the windpipe. But that's the Mishnah means, the Beis Hashchita, that's the mokum that stays by the soil, stays with the behema. How do we work? We'll stop here.